The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One of my good girlfriends on my Instagram messaged me. She got a new man. Ooh, it's a new year. He's a good-looking guy. He's got a great job, and he likes picking his nose and flicking whatever it is he gets out of it across her living room. Girl, talk is on. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Okay. I'm Dana Cortez.
Was that a positive attribute? DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, it's a disgusting thing, and she don't have any idea how to tell him, and even worse... I can't believe I'm going to say this. She said, you know, it was kind of gross. So I vacuumed and I heard all the crunchies go up in my vacuum cleaner. So
at her apartment, huh? That's hella disrespectful.
It's at her spot. Like, yeah, she's cooking and he don't think she can see him. You know, she's in the kitchen.
And he's just
kitchen.
There digging for gold.
Just digging.
Okay, now, let's not overreact, guys. This is not a deal breaker. I think it's a red flag.
I don't know.
To me, like, a deal breaker is like... if she found out he had a wife or something like that. That's a deal breaker.
That's extreme.
But if
yeah.
all he does is, you know, flick a little bats out the cave, it just means he hasn't had a woman in his life in a very long time to say, you shouldn't do that.
Or so, a mother.
Yeah, either way, like, dude, I'm probably way off the single dude end, too.
I'm going to say it right now.
What, automatic?
I still pick my nose.
I pick my nose too, but I'm not flicking it at you.
No, I don't flick it on the ground.
You know, there's something very satisfying about picking my nose. You know, I've lost my nails. I got to get my nails back on. I'm not, you know, saying that I do it a lot, but I do. But I throw it in the toilet. I go wash my hands. You get rid of it. You don't flick it on the floor. And if I would, wouldn't you, if I was just flicking stuff, wouldn't you say something like, hey?
You guys made you guys seem real nasty. I only pick my nose if I have to. There's exactly no other option. It sounds like this guy does it for leisure. That's the difference.
Like it's like a comforting, like,
yeah. Like it's a nervous habit for him. Like my nervous habit is I rub my ear a lot. Like you'll see me just rubbing my ear.
You know what's weird? I scratch my left ear when I start thinking a lot. Inside. I go like in my left ear and I scratch it.
So do you guys call people out when they're picking their nose?
No.
Do you tell people when they got a booger hanging from their nose?
Yes. How many times have I told you last week?
Code for us for when the booger is cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
That's our code.
You know what?
Because I don't want to tell him in front of people.
Yeah, for real, me and my homies go, yo, is it cloudy or is it sunny? And if it's cloudy, you gotta take a little bathroom break. But actually, I do remember I stopped hooking up with a chick one time because she would never refill her toilet paper. Like every time I went, it would just like, no, but like the little cardboard rolls would be all over the bathroom. And I just thought it was nasty. So I guess you could call it off for that reason.
Anthony. What? You are one to talk. You've got fur growing on your toilet.
No. That's another...
Literally, there's like, is your toilet has a beard.
Okay, Tekashi.
All right,
he snitched me out on that. That was foul.
Automatic said your bathroom was so bad because he's a nasty man, but he came home and he's like, man.
I just moved into my new place. It wasn't even set up.
Then there's no reason for your bathroom to look like
we're
that.
We're not talking about me, Automatic. What's
toilet.
Up?
That's all disgusting. Right,
so I did have one girl, though, that I had to cut off because I noticed that every single time we would sleep together, obviously way before Dana
Sexy
Cortez.
Time.
Yes. She always had the same bra on. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, does this girl only have one bra?
Was it dirty?
Well, it didn't smell bad. I couldn't, like, she didn't smell
was
bad.
Was it the ugly tan one?
Yes, it was the ugly tan one. And you know how I knew it was the same bra? There was like a little stain on the side of it.
Ew!
And so I was like, she doesn't have a whole bunch of them. She's wearing the same bra over and over and over.
Deal breaker.
Was it that stripper named Soy Milk?
Red flag.
No. I thought it was Soy Milk. Was it Soy Milk?
No, it wasn't.
You ever
a
seen
stripper.
A soy, shout out to Soy Milk.
Strippers have lots of bras. They're going to always be able to change bras.
Okay, my friend needs some help. Does she break up with this guy? What did she do? He's picking his nose, flicking the contents across her living room. She vacuums and hears a. Oh my gosh. Is it a deal breaker or just a red flag?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Girl Talk is on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Let's take this phone call and break down what's going on. Line 2, who is this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
So here is the potential deal breaker. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
So this, my friend has a new boyfriend, and they've been dating about 3 months. And she says that he's got this terrible habit of picking his nose and flicking it.
Awesome.
I know. Yeah. And she's like, okay. So she's like, I don't know if this is a deal breaker or not. And she said she had to vacuum the other day and she could hear the little crispies go up in the vacuum.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's a deal breaker.
Is it a deal breaker? He's good. He's got a good job. He's good looking.
I don't think it's a deal breaker, but I would definitely let him know, like, dude, that is not cool.
How would you let him know?
How are you going to tell him? How are you going to tell him?
You know what? Just be straight up with him. I don't know.
You could be like, you're not in third grade anymore. Stop picking your nose.
Exactly. That is gross.
So you would say this is not going to fly.
I would let him know, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't like break up with him or anything, but I would definitely let him know, dude, come on. That is not okay.
No, it's definitely not okay, but it is not a reason to break up with somebody. Come on. We all got weird habits.
Do I have any things that you thought were a deal breaker?
We don't have the time. We don't got the time.
Besides throwing my clothes on the floor.
And your shoes and your underwear inside out, and you leave your shirts inside your sweatshirts when I got a wash and a paper in.
Okay, that's enough. Okay.
Like I said, we don't got the time.
Well, if we're going to start naming things, you have been snoring like a freaking train for the past 3 weeks, and it's killing me.
That's not a habit.
It's almost a deal breaker. I'm warning you.
That's your life.
You need to get some breathe rights.
My thing is that I put up with a lot of nasty habits. I think throwing your underwear on the floor inside out is gross. But I love my husband. He's a good man. The good outweighs the bad. Have a conversation with your boyfriend. The thing is, though, you know when you first start dating someone, it's hard to say something like that. Like, it's embarrassing more for you than it is for the person because you know you're going to hurt their feelings.
I think maybe like you guys did. Like, they should come up with cute little games for it. You know, be like, hey, I'm going to tell you, sweetie, when you got one in the cave, okay? Make a fun game out of it.
Apparently, he's got a volcano going because, I mean, he's doing this all the time. This is more than just, hey, I'm going to pick my nose. I think what you said way earlier, Anthony, this is what he does for leisure. It's kind of a thing. It's a habit for him.
And she should be happy. He could be one of those guys who's just letting out the SBDs all day.
What's SBDs?
Silent but deadly farts.
Oh! Count your blessings, girl. Talk to him. It's not a deal breaker, but it's definitely worth having that conversation. How would you handle it? Please, let's continue this conversation on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show, or Instagram, at Dana Cortez. And we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky from Full House.
Have mercy.
Has hired a prison coach to learn martial arts. Welcome to your WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show.
What is it?
I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Oh. Actress Lori Loughlin, who we've all, I mean, really fallen in love with
Aunt
over
Becky.
Decades. Aunt Becky from Full House may finally be coming to terms with her potential time in the clink for her role in the college admissions scandal. The Full House star hired a prison coach to teach her martial arts.
Was it Martha Stewart?
Might be. However, prison consultant John Fuller says that hiring an instructor is the worst possible thing she could have ever done.
If the other prisoners hear that she got an instructor on how to go to prison, they're going to eat her alive.
That is exactly why. This man says inmates are able to watch television. Hello, they have access to Wi-Fi now. And if she thinks she's going to go in there and bully other inmates with her new martial arts moves, well, guess what? I found Lori Loughlin's prison coach. Sure did.
How did you do that?
You know what, Automatic? Don't be asking those kind of questions. That's inside information, but I have Prison Mike on the phone. Lori Loughlin's prison coach is live on the WTF story. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show, sir.
Hello. How are you, folks? My name is Prison Mike. I am the premier penitentiary prep advisor to the celebrities and stars.
All right. Okay. Well, first of all, let me
hold
ask
on.
You.
Hold on. I want to ask him something real quick. Were you Prison Mike before Prison Mike on The Office?
Sir, I don't want television. I only think about penitentiaries 24 hours a day, 17 days a week, and 375 days a year. And if you happen to find yourself unexpectedly sentenced to prison, I'm the guy you come to get ready for.
Okay, well, first question, Prison Mike. What kind of lingo does Miss Loughlin need to learn, or anybody going to prison?
Before I let you lead the conversation away from me, let me tell you a little more about myself. I have an extensive background. background in prisons in many different positions. My uncle was a CO, my cousin is a cook at a county jail, and I've watched every prison movie from American Me to Shawshank Redemption.
Well, hold on though, prison Mike. Have you ever been to prison?
No, I have not, because I am not stupid.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on to Miss Where
did you
here,
find
then.
This guy?
He's anyway, a before, professional prison
anyway,
coach.
Anyway, before one enters prison, I recommend a few things you should start getting comfortable with, like ramen noodles for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Hey, every college student out there, you prison ready.
Cigarette. Oh, you don't smoke? You do now. You must understand that smokes are now currency. You can get anything from a pair of reading glasses to your cellmate killed with a few packs.
Okay.
But we'll wait to get to that during the finance portion of the program.
All right.
There are a few terms you have to become acquainted with if you're going to be doing a bid. For you lame, a bid is the time you're sentenced to, not how you make the showcase showdown on the Price is Right. So here are a couple of terms. First off, fish. That's you, a new inmate. But my name's Dave. Shut up, bitch. Your name's Fish. And you stink. Now go get me some moon pot. Anthony, do you know what a bean hole is?
You mean your backside?
No, you pervert. It's the opening in your cell where they hand you the food.
Okay. Oh.
I was with you, Anthony. Sorry.
What are you talking about, dude?
Dana, do you like wine?
I love wine. Yeah, a little wine on a weekend. Why not?
That's very good. Because Pruno is prison wine. It's the finest wine made from orange peels and toilet water you ever had.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you don't like toilet water as a beverage? You better.
How rude.
Prison Mike, everyone. Everybody is prison ready. That's your WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show.
You got a contact?
Cut it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today, this trending topic we're going to talk about on the Dana Cortez Show, it's serious. Obviously, you know, just last week, the trending hashtag was World War III. And a lot of people were making jokes. And it's just not funny. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And for those of you who are wondering, President Trump ordered an airstrike that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani in Baghdad. So, of course, we're talking about Iran. We're talking about the U.S. There's a long history of us being enemies. Long story short, they're declaring that an act of war. We are not. We are not at war. But the memes and stuff really have our military feeling bad. Because they're like, y'all are laughing at us.
Okay.
Like, we're over here protecting our country, and y'all are making memes.
Let me stand
Which
on
is
the,
very understandable.
Let me stand on the side of comedy. Because some of the memes were funny. Okay?
Some
the memes were
there
funny.
Was, there were some really
were
good ones.
Very
they're hilarious.
Fun, especially the ones of the future. That was very hilarious to me. Those were funny. But I think in a time where we learn news instantly, a lot of people don't understand the magnitude of the situation. We have social media activists. You also have social media comedians. Those people are the ones who are kind of running the jokes, I think, tastelessly.
Tastelessly.
That's not even a word.
Well, no, it is. But and I think you're right, Anthony. The thing with social media, though, like you're talking about, this instantaneous viral comedic memes, is that our military forces, the men and women protecting us overseas, they get them instantly, too.
Yes.
And they got their boots on the ground.
See, if there's anybody in this room who loves a good meme, I am the person who loves
it. Okay, memes. Automatic. You're
but
right.
I will say, people are dying. People are going to fight a
they
war.
They have died.
It's not funny. And I get it, like what you said, Anthony, in the name of comedy, and you can joke, you should be able to joke about anything.
I think so, too. Yes.
But at the same time, you got to take this serious because it's real.
In 2009 to 2017, presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg served as a naval intelligence officer in the United States Navy Reserve. And he said this yesterday.
When you were in the military, from the moment you raise your right hand to any time that you're sent into theater, you have a level of trust and expectation that the commanders above you know what they're doing, that they are exercising their best judgment, that they are consulting with those that they need to consult with, and that they are never going to play games with your lives. I still worry about whether this president really understands that this is not a show, this is not a game. Lives are at stake right now.
So I understand what Pete Buttigieg is saying. What he's saying is that it's not unpatriotic to question our government. It's the opposite. We are at war in Iraq right now because we received false information. So it's okay to question. When we come back, we're going to play an excerpt from one of our own military young men who is overseas right now. And he has a message for everyone who's laughing and sharing these memes. And by the way, it's a good message. He's not saying you shouldn't do it. He's just asking for something else. So I hope that you listen and you give him what he wants. That's next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Topic today, obviously we always do the biggest hashtag that's going on. No, we are not in World War III. This is the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
One not yet,
daughters,
at least.
No, well, one of my daughters called. She's like, Mom, are we really in World War III? No, we are not. What happened is last week on January 2nd, Trump ordered an airstrike that killed the Iranian general Qassem Soleimani in Baghdad. Now, this man was a bad man. He's responsible for many, many deaths, thousands, not only his own people, but Americans as well.
See, the thing is it, was it bad to kill him? No. But
there's a lot of bad men.
I was
going to
say, but the way we went
about
it was bad because now it's starting all these other things.
There has to be a strategy.
Yes, there was no strategy.
There are a lot of bad men and women in the world, a lot. So let's remember that it's about strategy. And also what I want is for you to hear this message that one of our own U.S. soldiers recorded. Because as all these viral memes are going around and everybody's giggling and laughing, these young men and women have their boots on the ground. And there were 3,500 new young men and women deployed
that got no warning whatsoever. So they were just told, you got to go, and they had to leave their families immediately.
And for me, we've been at war for decades and decades now. And I don't want to start another one with no end in sight. Because that part of the world, I'm going to tell you right now, they got nothing but time. And they've been fighting since before Jesus walked this earth.
I mean, the most frightening thing for me as an American is when people say that, you know, Bush and Obama, neither of them acted up like this way because they were worried of the outcome or what could happen, because it puts us into uncharted territory, which kind of does irk me about the 45th. It's like, I feel like, you know that one dude, the nerdiest dude who kind of like talks trash knowing he got big homies with him?
But never been out there to really do anything.
All he did
was just rile up all the terrorists. I mean, did you see the man's funeral? There was literally hundreds of thousands of people there.
He was a bad person.
He was a bad person.
I'm going to say it again. There's a lot of bad people. And there's got to be a strategy. This is chess, not checkers. So here's what the soldier wants from all of us. And I think we should do it.
Hey, man, I understand that. I'm in a goofy generation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of y'all post hilarious or whatever, but I gotta understand, man, somebody like me that been out here since November, in the middle of the shit, I mean, if y'all can sit there and post on memes and stuff, y'all can sit there and post a good little meme about being positive for us or damn praying for some shit, man. Come on, man. Like, my generation gotta tighten up sometime. It's like, bro, we really going through this shit, and a lot of us, bro, we really not coming back. So, like, a prayer or a simple good look, that can help. I mean, y'all can post that too, you feel me?
All they're asking for is some positivity, some good vibes, a couple of thoughts and prayers, for real. Like, this man is asking for that. He's like, look, this generation's got to tighten up every once in a while, too. It's all fun and games till you're the person who's over there. He's like, people are going to die.
I agree with you 100%. And I think at the time, like I said earlier, I don't think people understood the magnitude of what was going on. I think that's why you saw a lot of the memes flying. And I'll say this, like,
the draft memes were funny, but it could happen.
But you can't be mad at people sharing the memes when our president is giving us world news through Twitter. It's just the world we live in now.
Well, we have to be better than that.
With that all being said, can I say something, though, too? I don't want it to seem like I'm undermining our troops either, because I have family who is military. I've lived in military cities, and I understand how important it is to the fabric of America, and I do support our troops, and I wish them all the best, and I'm supportive of the troops. Bring them home. Bring 35, 7,000, whoever all got deployed. I hope they all make it back to their families.
I think you're speaking for all of us, because we all support the troops in here, and that's why we don't want to see anyone get hurt. And at the same time, put a little respect on the military. They're out there defending us, and we're just making funny memes.
And to 45, they're not toy soldiers. They're our brothers and sisters. They're people's sons and daughters. So don't play with them like that. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The debate right now on the Dana Cortez Show, one of my favorite times of the week, and this is serious.
Dana, what up, this Jimmy, man?
Jimmy, or as TJ Automatic likes to call you, Pretty Jimmy.
Where are you at with New Year's resolutions, bro? Do you believe in them, or do you think they're all hype?
I think they're all hype. I think it's just a time thing, man. I think people just, you know, want to feel better about trying to do something different. I mean, it's the same thing as starting a new diet at the beginning of the month. Like, nothing's really different. It just depends on how you're going to stick to it. So I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions. I just, if I feel like it's something I want to change, then I just make a plan to change it and when I reach that goal, if it being changed, then I move on to something else.
Well, I'm going to be the devil's advocate. Psychologically, though, if it helps someone to feel like it's a new beginning, if that's their, you know, what works for their, I guess, mindset, it's not a bad thing. I mean, because I feel like Monday is a new beginning every week. I'm like, okay, it's Monday, I can start fresh. I don't know why.
But you also make a wish every single day at 11:11. So
it doesn't matter.
You know, I don't know.
Hey, my wife do that too, bro.
No, it's just, I think, 11:11, 1:11, 3:33, 4:44. I make wishes all day long. Look.
I make wishes at 4:20.
Me too.
Oh, you and automatic are so alike.
I just think resolutions are just fake promises to yourself. And just another reason to like act like you're going to do something and you just don't ever do it. Because how many people really follow through on their resolutions?
I follow through on them a lot.
What resolution have you ever fallen through on?
Last year, I made a resolution to get more stage time, and I did it. And it actually improved my stage presence.
And so DJ Automatic, I resolved to put up a fat Dana picture before and after every single month for the year, and I did it. So when we come back, you get your reasons why you think resolutions are bad, DJ Automatic. Anthony A., you get your reasons why you think having resolutions are good, and we'll debate it next here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everyone has a New Year resolution, but does it work? Do you quit? How do you stick to it? Is it even a good idea? That's the debate today on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And, you know, character-wise, you guys are really developing your characters today, as we say in the radio world. DJ Automatic is a pessimist, and he says, your resolution is stupid. Anthony A., the optimist, says, resolutions are great.
I think they're good for life. I think New Year's resolutions are another way of setting goals for yourself, and goals are what keep us humans operating.
Okay, well, give me your reasons. And obviously, that's one.
Oh, well, okay, cool. Don't shy away.
Do not
shy away from New Year's resolutions. Be that caterpillar that grows into the butterfly throughout the year and set those goals so you can improve your life situation. Do not be afraid to set goals. I think goals, like I said, it brings communities
this
together.
This guy is not Gary Vee or Tony Robbins.
No, because I
the caterpillar to butterfly. Yeah, cute.
Well, how can a person be against challenging themselves to improve their life? That's really what New Year's resolutions are. It may be to lose weight. It may be, like for me, it was to get more stage time as a stand-up comedian, which improved my situation. For whatever your goal may be, go out and chase it. Don't let these little what's the term, humbugs, or what do people say?
Bah humbugs.
Bah humbugs, whatever it is. Don't let those people ruin your goals because they ain't got none for themselves.
DJ Automatic, resolution,
well, I've got
right
a rebuttal.
Okay, rebuttal. Go ahead.
I got three reasons why your New Year's resolution sucks. First of all, it's too much thinking, not enough doing. You spend all this time talking about what you're going to do and saying, oh, I'm going to do this, which in turn leads to my number two. You don't have to broadcast every single move you make because, you know, the saying, real G's move in silence.
Like that's lasagna.
Exactly. There you nice. Go. You don't have to tell everybody everything you're doing because when you do fail, like most people's New Year's resolutions do, everyone holds you accountable for it.
Okay, bah humbug, what's number three?
Number three, people are really bad about setting, you know, unreasonable goals. So then when you fail, your self-esteem goes down. It causes anxiety. I'm just telling you, New Year's resolutions suck. Just, you know, it's like Anthony said, you can set a goal. You don't have to broadcast it. Just say, hey, I'm going to be a better person in 2020. That's okay.
So you're not anti-resolution. You're more anti-people talking about the resolution.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm anti.
And you think people, they set these great
expectations. I don't care about your weight loss.
And yes, you do. Because
well,
we tell you
a
do.
Little bit, but
you
not
do.
Not really though.
I think that as a judge, you know what? I'm throwing both cases out.
What? You
well,
can't
don't
do
listen.
That.
Yes, I can do whatever I want.
You're just
you know
mad because I won.
Is?
That's
no,
what it is.
You did not win, and Anthony didn't win. You're both right to a certain extent. For me, psychologically, I need a resolution because it is a challenge to myself. But at the same time, I'm one to preach, don't overpromise yourself things. I'm going to lose 50 pounds in a month. That's impossible. You know, you're going to let yourself down. It's going to take time to get to your goal. So set the goal, and you're right, you can broadcast it, but you don't have to scream it out to the universe, and don't overpromise yourself things, because when you can't get there, you're going to feel badly. Realistic goals.
You literally just regurgitated everything
I
said.
I said
so
set realistic goals.
Will you just give me my win right here? Just put a little W over DJ Automatic.
Hold on, let's see who wins. Dana Cortez. We'll be right back with more, y'all, coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Another day, another WTF here on the Dana Cortez Show. Cleveland police are seeking to identify a man seen masturbating at strangers' front doors in Detroit. Ew! I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
The man's got a coffee cup with him. In the world.
What is he doing with a coffee cup and masturbating?
Making his own creamer. I don't know what he's doing, DJ Automatic. I'm just here to report the WTF. Cleveland police are asking the public if they recognize a man who was caught masturbating outside of Detroit Shoreway residence. You know what? I'm going to post the video right now of him, okay? I'm going to post that video. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. But for now, listen to what local news has to say about this incident.
And caught on camera, a serial creeper wanted by police. And he's been caught on camera several times masturbating outside women's homes and apartments. We have pictures of what he looks like from two different incidents, one dating back to November, the latest one just last week. Each case happened in Cleveland's West Side neighborhoods. Call police if you see him.
Is he a serial masturbationist? Is that a new term?
You know what he should do? He should beat his meat at home like a grown man.
Oh, my God. So according to the Cleveland Police Department's 2nd District, the man accused of trespassing and public indecency was seen walking up to a house early morning and surveillance systems.
That's why he's got the coffee.
He got to stay awake to get his work done.
He is Folgers.
Folgers in your cup.
Systems capture the man staring in the front door of the residence before he unzipped his pants and started going for it.
What he's doing is very gross and repulsive and should never be done in public at all. But I will say, it's pretty impressive because it's pretty cold in Cleveland right now. And he's doing it outside like at 5:30 in the morning every single time. Like,
talk about shrinkage.
Dude, I mean, yo. Like, you did.
Man, police described the suspect as a white male between the ages of 35 and 45. He wears a red jacket, flannel shirt, dark pants, dark shoes, and always has his coffee cup with him.
Are they sure it's not MGK?
It is not. Anyone with information about the suspect is asked to call Cleveland Police 216-623-623. 5217.
It's a rough offseason for Baker Mayfield.
Who's Baker Mayfield? Why are y'all laughing so
He's
hard?
He's a quarterback for the Browns.
Okay, that made me laugh because I just know they're really bad. All right, that's your WTF story. Enjoy that coffee today. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a question. I'm representing all the ladies right now for what guys think. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show on what guys think. And here's my question. DJ Automatic, Anthony A, open your ears. All the men. I need honesty.
I'm taking my hood off.
You need to. Open those ears. Why do some men approach women so god dang aggressively? Let me break it down. First of all, y'all stare and stare. I put gas in. I'm buying eggs at the grocery store. I'm like, okay. And I look ratchet. I don't even look cute. I'm like, why are these people staring? And then touching. I can't stand when a man puts his hands on me. I don't know you. I didn't ask you to do that. Why are you doing? Why are you touching
what kind
me?
Of a, what kind of touching are you talking about? Like
my
on the
hand,
shoulder?
My shoulder, the small, you, like my
you
back.
Know, yeah, you know the little
don't
arm grab
me.
Like you do at the club? Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh.
Hey, hey,
how
hey,
about
hey,
the butt
hey,
grab hey, at hey, the club that I damn sure didn't ask for? Groping? Yuck. Yuck. And you think that we're going to respond
okay,
like, ooh,
stop. Okay,
yeah, no. That's sexy.
Slow it down.
That's
you wrote,
sexy.
You said y'all, which irked me. It really irked me because
that's your people.
Not all men are creeps. A lot of men are creeps.
A lot
of men are creeps.
But okay, I will say the men in this room are not creeps.
Okay, you're right. Very but fair. You guys
but,
said
well,
that
I've
you witnessed
had creepy
some
moments.
Creepy.
Oh, yeah. We've all had creepy moments. But I'm a retired creep.
DJ Automatic, I don't think you were ever creepy.
No, I was never really creepy. Well, I mean,
but
maybe.
You guys had a conversation that really sparked this question because we women talk about this all the time. You guys were saying that you witnessed this happen in front of you. You saw a creep in front of you
we
and
saw,
then you had to apologize.
Yes, we saw a guy with horrid game and a very...
And he thought he was so cool.
Yeah, he was doing really weird stuff like playing... If you look, here's how I knew it was going bad. If you ever see a group of girls and one of them on one side is staring at the other one like, save me. that's when you know it's bad.
That's when it's time to walk away.
Did he put his hands on her?
Oh, he was kissing her on the top of the head and rubbing her shoulder. I was like,
and he didn't know her?
No.
I thought they knew each other at the first, but come to find out they didn't. And it was bad. It was so bad that he messed it up for the rest of the guys in there because they didn't want to talk to anybody else after.
Well, of course, because they're like, oh, all these creepy folks up in here. Okay, you know what I want you guys to do? I want you to give me, I guess, a list of things for men that do this thing. Can you teach men how to approach women correctly?
I can't do that.
Automatic.
I have no game. Well, so everybody's heard down in the DM. I have no game.
Automatic, right. DJs don't have game.
Yes.
Their game
why
is...
Why do you think I became a DJ?
That's why all DJs become DJs because they can't spit game. They have to talk with their hands and play music and get the bottles and whatnot. So... I don't know if Automatic can, but I can help you because not only have, you know, I have the gift to gab, it is what it is, but for my young players out there, there's this old book that my cousin showed me. It's called The Game, A Pickup Guide to How to Approach Women, A Pickup Artist Guide to How to Approach Women.
So much for the gift of gab, but anyway, all right, so we're going to come back and
look
teach
at that.
Guys.
That's a laugh. Boom.
Teach guys how to approach women correctly in a way that does not upset us. That we come back. You know what I'd like? I know it's what guys think, and we're not going to play, you know, women. We got to listen to this. We got to call men and tell them to turn the radio up and learn. This is a learning experience. But I would like for women to call in and share their worst experiences with us. 833 Dana Show.
Wait, Dana. It's what guys think.
Okay,
Thursday.
No, you're right. So here's what we'll do. We'll take their calls. I want y'all to think about it. And maybe we move it to Girl Talk so we can have a real discussion about this next week. Are you down for that?
I'm telling you, ladies, if you call right now, I'm hanging up
no,
on you.
No, you're not.
I have to give my golden rule on when approaching women you don't know, too.
That's my golden rule. You got a golden rule, yes. All right, it's what guys
think.
How not to be a creep when we come back here
on
the Dana Cortez Show. What?
Can we tell guys what not to do? Because Anthony's going to tell them what to do. Can we say what not to do?
All they have to do is listen to Down in the DM with you, and they'll learn exactly what not to do. We'll be back next, y'all.
Hey, you married me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ladies, keep those phone calls coming in. 833 Dana Show. It is what guys think, but I want all the ladies to share so we can discuss it next week. All the creepy moments they've had with guys. And we're educating the men today on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
My question for men is simple. Why do some men approach women so aggressively? And guys, I'd like to hear from you too.
Yeah.
Y'all be staring. You're touching. You're groping. It's just yuck. Like, don't touch me. Don't rub my shoulder. Don't touch my hair. I don't know you.
Okay, relax, sweetheart.
Don't call me sweetheart.
So, what else? Listen,
shout out
to a little. Sometimes you go accidental creep. You don't mean to be a creep or a weirdo, but sometimes
you do, Anthony.
And a little PSA for the homies, if you're ever called a creep or a weirdo, please leave, okay?
Thank you.
Please leave, all right?
Because you're just ruining it for everyone else.
Well, yeah, and like that's not a term that should be thrown around lightly. You should never take that as like a polite nag.
But
okay?
Do you guys both, Automatic, Anthony A, do y'all both have creep friends?
Oh yeah! Shout out to creep.
My creep friend is essential.
Well, listen,
he's a great icebreaker,
dude. Well, my creep homies are usually mechanics, engineers. Well, dudes who don't hang like my friend Frank. He has creep homies, and all he does is work with like camera guys and production dudes.
They're not around a lot of women. So when they get around a lot of women, they don't know how to act. They get extra excited. They get touchy feely, and they're like, oh.
I didn't really think about that because like if you work in a garage, you might not see a woman all day.
All day. So it's all pent up and stuff like that. But ladies, don't sleep on those guys because they could probably help you when your car breaks down. Unlike me, I'll make you laugh, but we're going to laugh while we're waiting for AAA. Okay? So listen, for my creep homies out there who may be struggling with approaching women, here's my first rule. Never, ever, 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 ever approach from the back. Never, ever, ever come up from behind her. At all. 100%.
Ding, ding.
It's not sexy
to whisper in her ear from behind.
Never grab her by the arm. That's never a good move. I know you think you fly. Don't do it. All right? I like to use the 10 or 2 approach. So if we're walking, Automatic, look at me in the eye. Like, Automatic, you're my woman right now.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
I'm approaching. Don't be uncomfortable. Dude, be comfortable. All right? You either want to approach at 10 or at 2. So she doesn't feel threatened. And at any moment.
How about at 12 o'clock?
No, don't look her in the eye. Nah, that's scary because now it's intimidating. If I'm walking towards you.
Get close.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, that's weird.
I'm literally going to throw this up right now on my story. Y'all okay with that? With Anthony trying to hook up Automatic?
Go
to Dana Cortez on Instagram.
But don't kiss me.
That looks threatening.
Now if I'm here on your shoulder whispering sweet nothings, that's fine. So always approach at 10 or 2.
Don't ever do that again.
And my second rule is always have your open. Women are tired of generic responses and, you know what I'm saying?
What's your open? What's your go-to?
My open, cupcakes or cake? Which one do you like?
You're kidding.
Yeah.
And that works?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing Anthony.
Improv is my strength, okay? So I'm going to take my surroundings and go about that way.
So if you're at the bar, you're going to ask somebody cupcakes or cake?
Oh, no. I'll be like, hey, how do you feel about men who drink ciders?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good opening line.
You got to have your open ready so that way you know when to get in and get out.
Let's travel back in time. DJ Automatic, back in your day, before you and I were married, when you were single.
Yes.
Well, what was your approach?
Hey, I'm the DJ. I'm good at sports. I've pretty much gotten by on doing that my entire life.
Those two things, that's it?
High school, I was good at sports, and then I was a DJ.
No, that says a lot, though, because being a DJ means you're center of attention. And just one thing, women like that. You're an alpha male when you're a DJ in a room. You're controlling the party. That's the thing. And get it. Like, find your open. That's Automatic's open.
Well, what made you like me?
Honestly, your music selection.
See? That's what made you like me?
I swear. Our conversations, but I remember thinking, man, this guy's a good DJ. That's the first reason I paid attention to you. So what's the say? All right, we got to go on. We got to keep teaching these guys how not to be creeps, Anthony.
Women love confidence. And I know you hear that a lot, right? The key to confidence, when you walk into a room, you got to smile.
Okay.
You got to smile. Smile. Smile, smile, smile. Be artificial with it. And speaking of artificial, don't put too much stress on approaching these women. Treat it like a video game. If you treat it like a video game, you'll be more relaxed. You're not so pent up. And you're on to the next one.
Basically, if it's game over, you go to the next
exactly.
one. Exactly.
Boom. On to the next. Okay.
How do you take it when you've just been shut down, though? Rejection. How do you feel about that?
I'll hit on the uglier friend if I need to. That's why I'll just go for, I'm comfortable in the friend zone. I'll go in the friend zone, but hey, we're like, now I'm going to hit on your friends. So that's just that. You know, you got to keep moving.
So it's just on to the next one. Rejection is just, it's not even a factor.
That's my takeaway for the homies here is never approach a woman from head on from 12 o'clock or from 6 o'clock. You want to be at 10 or 2 when approaching her. That way she doesn't feel threatened at all. Have your open and be polite. If you're ever called a creeper or a weirdo, please leave.
And one more thing. Do not put your paws on a woman ever. Ever, ever, especially a woman you don't know.
Yeah.
Don't rub her hair. Don't rub her shoulder. Don't lick the side of her face. Yes, that happened to me one time.
Oh.
Don't be a creep. It's what guys think. Let's continue this conversation online right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. And ladies, keep those calls coming in because it continues on Girl Talk next week.